Atrial fibrillation. The heart is a remarkable organ. It is a muscle that relaxes and contracts, pumping blood carrying oxygen and nutrients throughout the body. The steady rhythm of these contractions is controlled by electrical impulses that travel through the heart, first through the upper chambers, called the atria, and then through the lower chambers, called the ventricles. In order to reach the ventricles, electrical impulses must pass here, at the atrioventricular node. Atrial fibrillation occurs when a storm of electrical impulses spread through the atria in a chaotic and disorganized pattern, causing the atria to begin rapidly contracting. As a result, the ventricles may also begin contracting faster. When the heart is in atrial fibrillation, the body can't receive the blood and oxygen it needs. Neuroendocrine tumors. Although pathologic concepts regarding squamous cell carcinoma and adenocarcinoma have remained relatively stable during the past 10 years, those regarding the class of neuroendocrine tumors have continued to undergo revision and refinement. Neuroendocrine tumors are defined as those that produce biogenic amines. Pathologically, this can be demonstrated by a positive argyrophil or argentiferous stain, the presence of neurosecretory granules by electron microscopy. Cipro-HC otic. Ciprofloxacin hydrochloride and hydrocortisone otic suspension contains the synthetic broad-spectrum antibacterial agent ciprofloxacin hydrochloride combined with the anti-inflammatory corticosteroid hydrocortisone in a preserved non-sterile suspension for otic use.